This is A to Z. An introduction into an Islamic lifestyle. Today's lesson, making role models. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In today's lesson, we will talk about the topic of making role model in training kids, when we are training kids in the Islamic lifestyle. It is said in the Islamic teachings that it is necessary to make some role models for our kids in order to train them according to the Islamic teachings. The way we choose our role models, they should also choose it. But obviously, if they know about the qualities of a role model, if they know the criteria of choosing a role model and what should be the criteria and how they should choose a role model and whom they should choose a role model, then it is very easy for them to follow the Islamic lifestyle. Generally, we leave our kids on their own. They socialize with their classmates in the school. They socialize with the neighbors outside in the street. And what they do is, whatever they see others doing, they start following them. For example, if a film star or a singer or a footballist or an athlete or anyone who's been popular and everyone is trying to make their like hairstyles like him, or following the way they clothe and the way they talk, the way they sing. So our kids, because they're socializing with such people, they also learn and they make such people their role model. Where we should make a role model for them, where when the father is the role model for the boys in the house and the mother is the role model for the girls in the house, when they are very little, when they're attached to the father and mother, that is the time to show that if we are the role model, we should live according to the Islamic lifestyle, according to the Islamic teachings, so that they follow us. And we should introduce the role models that matches to the environment of the house that we have, so that we can have them following the footsteps of Islam, inshallah. Welcome back. You're listening to A to Z from IRB English Radio. We were talking about the topic of making role model for our children when we are talking about the training the children. And it is necessary to observe whatever we want them to observe, to follow whatever we want our kids to follow. So when we want our daughters to, for example, do a kind of hijab or veil, the way maybe there is a lady who we see like in our society who observe hijab very well, it is necessary for the mother to observe the hijab in the same way. If the mother is not observing the hijab and she wants her daughter to observe, this formula or this thing will not work. Obviously, we need to practically show what we do. Let me just give you an example from my practical life, is that if you have seen, it happens in many houses, it has happened, and it's my personal experience, and other scholars do also have observed this, had this experience, especially those who pray regularly, they have seen that when we pray at home, we can see that as soon as our kids, they become a year old or 1.5 year olds, when they can walk or they start walking or they can stand next to you, whenever you stand on the prayer mat to pray, they also stand next to you. They also follow what you do. If you bow in the prayer, they bow. If you raise your hands for the qunut or do dua, they also raise their hand. If on the dinner table, if you have the habit of reading the supplication, Allahumma rizqna rizqan halalan tayyiban wasi'an, or any other supplication, they also, in their own language, they also say something which shows that they are also praying at that time. So basically, we need to follow the Islamic teachings first, so that we can have our kids following the same teachings. And we, as a parents, are the role models for our kids first, and then there is another one. Thanks for listening. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Thanks for listening to A to Z from IRB English Radio. For more information, visit our website at parstoday.com/Ian Call of Islam page. Till another episode, God bless you all. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.